sweetheart. It's gotten hectic around here, too. Yeah, the movie company. Yeah, listen, am I going to see you tonight? Oh, well, it's not that bad. They're not going to close the roads.
All right, Arnie, now we're going to need some shots of George Kennedy with the governor and the lieutenant governor.
I know, Clayton, you sent me a memo.
Well, I can't talk to you now about it. Because I can't. I see you, Dave. Why are you people taking your clothes off in my office?
They're still repapering in my office. Didn't you get a memo? Clayton, didn't Benson get a memo?
Of course, Benson got a memo. I put it on his desk myself. He probably threw it in the trash.
Only if it had your name on it.
Now, the photo session with Mr. Kennedy has been moved into your office.
Now?
Now.
George Kennedy filming right here in the mansion. Oh, boy, I can't wait. I loved him in Airport. And Cool Hand Luke. Oh, and Charade. Remember, he was the killer with the hook? Imagine shaking hands with him. Oh, I mean, not the killer, George Kennedy.
Mark met George Kennedy. We were in the Army together.
Uh-huh, yeah. You and 800,000 other guys.
You know, a big movie star and you never told anybody? I don't believe it.
Yeah, we went to a lot of the same parties in Korea. You probably wouldn't remember.
I met Basil Rathbone once.
Here we are. The roads from the airport were horrible.
Oh, Mr. Kennedy, what a pleasure to meet you after so many happy hours with you in the dark. I mean...
Governor, this is George Kennedy, Governor Gatling.
How do you do, Governor? Well, you promised us snow.
We delivered, huh?
Yeah. George, let me introduce everybody. This is Arthur Duffy, the governor's staff photographer.
Arthur?
Hi.
And Clayton Endicott, our budget director.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Kennedy?
You know, actually, I've done a little bit of acting myself.
Yeah, you and 800,000 other guys.
Corporal Dubois?
Lieutenant Governor Corporal Dubois.
Benson! I don't believe it!
I don't believe it either. You've gotten even bigger, if that's possible.
Lieutenant, how about that? This guy and I shared a foxhole in a particularly unfriendly part of Korea.
A very crowded foxhole.
Hey, Corporal Dubois, what shall I do with this kimchi?
If it moves, Sarge, slug it.
How about that? Benson knows George Kennedy.
So what? I know Louis Rookheiser. I got things to attend to.
I still can't believe it. Benson Dubois!
What'd you say your name was?
If you gentlemen would just sit on the couch.
Okay.
Oh, George, you got here. We were worried about the snow. We all came in yesterday before it started.
Reba, how's it going?
Reba!
Where were you?
I was just saying...
Never mind. I don't know why the director has to go searching for the producer every time something comes up.
Richard.
Oh, Mr. Kennedy, you decided to grace us with your presence on time today. That's good. Good. Camera rehearsal for scene 201 will be at 1 p.m. promptly. Be there. Reba, you come with me. I want you to see what your crazy art director's done now.
That's our director. He's a lovely fellow.
I met him.
Yeah, Benson threatened to knock Mr. Tracy's block off.
What did he do?
He keeps calling me Scatman.
What's with that guy anyway?
Well, the last picture he directed went way over budget and then lost money. The money guys on this picture ain't likely to be too understanding.
Well, they're real bottom line guys, huh?
More like bottom of the lake guys.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right, everybody. This will be a...
Quiet!
Thanks. I'd like to get this take before dinner. Are you ready, Street?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Great. Roll film.
Rolling.
Speed.
We have speed, Richard.
Devil's Workshop, scene 112, take one, director Richard Allen Tracy.
And action.
Freeze!
Cut. Print that one. Beautiful, Watson. Just perfect.
No. It was a little off, man. I can fly so much higher. Let me try it again.
Look, man, I got what I want. And it costs us 80 grand a day to watch you fly. Set up for 117A.
Wait a minute. You can't do that. I want to do the bit again.
Mr. Street, this is a film. Film is a director's medium. Actors should be seen and not heard. And comics should be neither.
No. Either I do the bit again or I walk.
Walk? What is this, your idea of a joke? Well, just because we're working in this podunk city does not give you the license to act like an amateur.
Okay, that's it. I'm out of here.
You can't do this.
I'm out of here.
You'll never work in this town again.
Hopefully none of us will.
How's it going?
Oh, hi, Mr. Kennedy. Watson Street and the director are fighting.
No, Katie. They're not fighting. They're just having artistic differences.
Katie, how are you doing with your lines?
Lines? What lines?
Well, haven't you heard? Katie's in the movie. She's ghost number one.
No kidding.
That's no big deal. Only two lines. What I'd really like to do is direct.
Oh, hi, George.
Benson.
George Benson? Where?
Dickie has now opened hostilities with your co-star, George.
Yes, so I heard.
Well, come on, Katie. There's nothing happening around here. Let's go get ready for supper.
Are you kidding? At Miss Watson Street?
I think it's going to be a little while, Katie.
Okay, shoot. Bye.
Bye.
You look fine.
Thanks, Frankie.
This is it, huh? This is the exciting world of movie making.
All right, you slackers. Let's do it again. Scene 112 from the top. Come on! Move it!
This time I'm gonna take a beat longer with the lamp, okay?
Whatever you want, sweetheart, just do it. And I'll get it to stick to film.
Tracy is going out of his way to alienate Street. I'm going to put a stop to this.
Do you think now is the right time?
You're right. I hate that balding egomaniac.
Even with hair, it'd be tough to like him.
George, we're going to be a bit behind. Street insists on a retake. You know, television people.
No problem. We'll just hang here out of the way.
Great. Beautiful. George, I really don't need gawkers around today. Besides, I'm sure Lieutenant Governor Dubois has other things to take care of, right? Bribes to count, tills to dip into.
Richard, you're out of line.
I'm very sorry, Benson.
All right, George. I'm sure Mr. Tracy would be more comfortable with fewer witnesses.
Hold it, man. What does that mean?
Get your hands off me.
I'm not finished with you yet.
Trust me. You're finished. George, Miss Senate.
Tracy, I put up with your nonsense for 3 months in 4 countries, and I have had you right up to here.
Oh, George, please, 1-star trip at a time. Right now, I've got to massage Street's ego.
Does he think he is? Talking to you like that, a star of your magnitude. Disgraceful.
Listen, George, my niece would love to have your autograph.
Quiet! Roll film.
Rolling.
Speed.
Devil's Workshop, scene 112, take 2.
The director's name, Dodo Woman.
Director Richard Allen Tracy.
Action.
I'm sorry, we didn't know.
Who are these people?
They're
There should be a sign.
Forget it.
What's the point?
I gotta reload. Wait a minute. Give me that. I'm sending this piece of film to the coast. We'll live with take one.
Street won't buy that.
Look, I don't want those people breaking my legs because His Highness didn't like his performance.
Hey, he wants to do another take.
And we're behind schedule. Look, Corky, do me a favor. Just do your job and keep your mouth shut.
What's that all about?
I think we ruined the scene, Art.
No, I mean that breaking the legs business.
Oh, haven't you heard? There's a rumor that the money people in Hollywood are...
I hear we're snowed in.
Snowed in, that's right.
I'd better go out to my car and get the good lenses before they frost over.
I had my staff prepare some rooms for you and your crew. Hope that's okay.
That's all this company needs is to be snowed in together. What else could possibly go wrong?
I wish you hadn't asked that question.
We'll get that emergency generator running in no time.
George, about that autograph.
Listen, that's okay. I didn't see anything.
No, I didn't do it.
I said, well, if that is, how much is the burro? What's going on?
Tracy's dead.
Why did you do it?
I didn't do it.
Reba, it's
I came
a little bit early
here
to be accusing anybody.
All right. Now, let's just try to stay calm. I'll call the police.
Well, I knew your temper would get you into trouble someday.
And your mouth is going to get you into trouble today.
Phone's dead. We've been cut off.
What's going on?
Richard has gotten himself killed. You're very, very you, Arthur.
I was outside trying to get to my car.
Aha!
Aha!
I was hoping to trap him into a confession.
Oh, really? Thank you, Sherlock Pinhead.
All right, everybody. Let's just move him into the storage room until we can call the police. Arthur, everybody, give us a second. Slowly, not gently. Maybe we... No.
I guess we'll have to shut down, Reba.
No, we can't do that. We have to be finished with this location by Wednesday.
But the man is dead. You can't be worried about a silly movie.
Corky, you can take over and finish tomorrow's work.
Why not? I finish up every day's work.
Good. I'll go tell the crew. And don't worry, Corky. You'll get the credit.
Wait a minute. What is this?
It looks like an 86 filter.
It was under the body.
He must have grabbed that box of filters when he fell.
Here, I'll put it away.
Oh, this must be the murder weapon. Oh, it has blood on it.
And now it has your fingerprints on it. And George's.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very interesting murder trial. A skillet testimony alone will take a day.
Wait a minute. Who are we going to get to play the butler?
Oh, Richard was going to do that as his cameo appearance.
Well, how about somebody local? It's not a very big part.
Can we worry about casting later? I mean, I want to get out of here before somebody starts to juggle the murder weapon again.
Hold it. If you need an actor, perhaps I can be persuaded to assay the role.
Have you ever acted?
Every day of his life.
He can play the part. He looks like a butler.
Now, how about this? Perhaps... he is a playboy who has fallen on hard times and has to be a butler.
Yeah, well, we have to finish. You've got the part.
Is that it? If you'd have waited, he'd have begged.
Well, George, George, it looks like you and I are going to be co-stars, sweetheart.
What do you think happened here, Benson?
I think he just weaseled his way into your movie.
No, I mean the murder.
Yeah, did you notice anything suspicious?
You mean other than the blood, the weapon, and the corpse?
Fine. I was only trying to help. After all, Benson, you are the prime suspect.
You know something? She's got a point. Maybe we should...
George, this isn't Korea. A murder investigation should not be handled by amateurs. A war, maybe.
Well, that's all right, except for one thing. We're snowed in. The police can't get here, we can't call out, and there's a killer roaming the governor's mansion.
That's four things.
Benson, all I'm saying is that around here...
George, I read your books. You think life is like a murder mystery?
I have never written an... You read my books?
Sure.
What'd you think?
There's a killer loose and you want a book review?
Come on, Benson.
Well, I liked him.
What do you mean, liked?
They were diverting.
What do you mean... Diverting.
I appreciated them. Come on.
You appreciated them?
I tell you, it was the worst night of my life. Sleeping under the same roof as a killer.
I think it was that producer woman. She is icy cold.
Well, if you ask me, it's that Corky character. He has beady eyes.
Reba, I really want to tell you how deeply I appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank the late Mr. Tracy.
Yes, well, I do have just a little problem with the lines.
Mr. Endicott, Clayton, this is a modern story. Contemporary dialogue is punchy. So just say the words, okay?
Fine. I'm just trying to help. Temporary.
All right, everybody settle down, please. This is a rehearsal.
Temporary.
And action. That's you, Mr. Endicott.
The doctor will join you in a moment.
What was that?
That's Brando.
Brando? Marlon Brando? No, Mr. Endicott, I need
Clayton,
you to...
Where did you get that scarf?
I just picked it up.
It's not a part of this wardrobe.
Fine, Maggie, that's all right, fine. Listen, Mr. Endicott...
I need the scarf. It helps me.
He needs the scarf.
Fine, just don't do Brando, Let's do this again, people. Ready? And action.
The doctor will join you in a moment.
Gielgud.
No. And action.
The doctor will join you in a... I'm sorry, but that just does not work for me.
All right, that's lunch.
Mister?
This sort of thing's never happened in the governor's mansion.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure letting them continue with the filming was a good idea.
Well, I really didn't have time to object.
But I don't suppose anything can happen in broad daylight.
Hey, fellas.
So
hi, George.
I've been thinking about the, you know, the incident.
Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about it, too. I haven't been able to...
What's that?
Oh, no, I'm rigged. It's for the movie. My death scene is after lunch.
Oh. There is far too much violence in movies.
Well, there's far too much violence in the kitchen for that matter.
Now, gentlemen. Now, we're on five.
You gonna use that scarf in the scene?
Yes. What is it about this scarf? It works for me.
I hope you realize that when the police arrive, you are going to be a prime suspect.
Oh, for goodness sake. Are you saying that people are going to think that I... Oh, I'm the lieutenant governor.
Everybody knows you had a fight with him.
That's right.
You're the one that discovered the body.
Uh-huh.
And the murder weapon in your hand.
Yes, but George, I was...
And everybody knows you have a quick temper.
I do not.
Benson, if you're in need of an attorney, just remember that I know the law like the back of my hand.
The only way I'm going to need an attorney is if you three are on the jury.
Benson. The history of jurisprudence is replete with instances of totally innocent men who have gone to the chair for crimes they didn't commit. Now, it's only in the realm of fiction and B-movies that the identity of the real murderer is arrived at through a clever interpretation of clues by an amateur sleuth in the final scene.
Last time on Benson.
George Kennedy filming right here in the mansion. Oh, I can't wait.
This guy and I shared a foxhole in a particularly unfriendly part of Korea.
A very crowded foxhole.
Hey, Corporal Dubois, what shall I do with this kimchi?
If it moves, Sarge, slug it.
You'll never work in this town again!
I hate that balding egomaniac.
Get your hands off me.
I'm not finished with you yet.
Trust me, you're finished.
Either I do the bit again or I walk.
Walk? What is this, your idea of a joke?
Tracy's dead.
We're snowed in. The police can't get here. We can't call out. And there's a killer roaming the governor's mansion.
History of jurisprudence is replete with instances of totally innocent men who've gone to the chair for crimes they didn't commit. It is only in the realm of fiction and B-movies that the identity of the real murderer is arrived at through a clever interpretation of clues by an amateur sleuth in the final scene. Often, the killer is filled with remorse and turns himself in.
Over there!
Hey, stop him! Stop him!
I can't take any more of this. I'm going to my office and lock the door.
Are you ready for our big scene, Mr. Kennedy?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Katie. Yes, honey. I'm looking forward to it.
You guys look like you've just seen a ghost.
Somebody took a shot at Benson with a crossbow.
What? Someone tried to kill Benson?
Or one of us.
Holy Toledo, Ohio. That must have been Tracy's killer trying to cover his tracks.
That was my theory.
What about Reba?
Well, she's a tough lady. And she and Tracy had their problems, but murder?
Corky. Tracy was always insulting him, so maybe he snapped.
Yeah, and he did benefit. He's now directing the movie.
Well, somehow he doesn't seem like the type.
What type? The late Mr. Cassidy used to say, "Beware the quiet man, for he hides his passions." But what did Mr. Cassidy know? He never even finished high school.
This isn't getting us anywhere. I'm going to go see if the phones are working yet. Maybe I can get a hold of the police. I'll be in my office.
George, if you're not busy, we'd like to rehearse scene 119, the death scene. Miss Gatling, have you learned your lines?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Then if I can have it quiet for rehearsal, please.
Quiet, please. Quiet.
I don't understand. Who are you?
I'm Sarah Ketchum, your maternal grandmother. I welcome you to immortality.
All right, very good rehearsal, very good. Katie, why don't you go to makeup? Let's somebody touch up George's blood.
Okay.
Everybody take five, and then we'll light this thing.
Well, what did you think?
Oh, it was wonderful. How do you think Katie did?
Oh, great. She's a natural.
Oh, it is so wonderful of you to give her this chance. She's having so much fun.
She's charming.
Well, thank you. Listen, George, I have a little suggestion for you.
Uh-huh.
It's just a pointer about that dying bit you do.
Uh-huh.
I think you can get more out of it. More energy. Pace.
Yeah. Thanks.
Governor.
Yeah.
I just spoke with Sergeant Leary in security, and he said he's been unable to contact the local police.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah. He sent one of his men out on foot this morning.
Excuse me. I want to ask the governor a question.
Yes, George.
When you say pace, are you talking about how fast I'm talking or how fast I'm dying?
Benson, Benson. I know who did it. Well, you know Maggie's a wardrobe lady? She used to be Mr. Tracy's girlfriend. Well, don't you get it? He spurned her and she bopped him with a skillet. A crime of passion.
You're a crime of passion. Just because they went out together.
Well, I do believe their relationship had gone a little further than the afternoon in the malt shop stage.
That doesn't mean she bopped him, George. And even if she did, why would she take a pot shot at me?
Maybe you know something.
Maybe you know something, too, but so far it's failed to bubble through that murky mind of yours.
Suppose you knew something you didn't even know you knew. Once a killer knew you knew, but didn't know that you didn't know what you knew.
She may be right. You might have some clue that you don't even know about. Something that you saw or heard.
It's a possibility. Don't give me that look. Things like that happen all the time in real life.
I'll tell you what happens in real life, George. People who act like they saw or heard something that they didn't see or hear are very often never seen or heard from again.
Here she comes now. George, I need to bloody you up.
Benson, would you like to come along and see how they do this?
Why not? I haven't seen any blood yet today. Side Story.
I was just protecting myself. He surprised me.
He tried to Johnny open that cabinet.
You mean Jimmy?
No, it's him. Who's Jimmy?
Jimmy opened the cabinet.
No, it's Mr. Street. I saw it.
What were you after in the cabinet anyway?
Look, it's no big deal. I just wanted the film from scene 112. I don't want the big guys in L.A. to see me doing crummy shtick. It could be bad for my career.
So you thought you'd pull a knife on the governor?
Yeah, if you got career problems, you should talk to your agent.
You guys are missing the whole point. Street is worried about his career, and the one person who could ruin his career was the director of this movie. And the director is dead, so he's trying to get the film. Don't you see how all the pieces fit together?
Well, one of the pieces is missing. There's no film in that cabinet.
Oh, no. They've shipped it already. I'm dead.
He couldn't have shipped it already. We're snowed in.
Maybe he's got it on. Let's just search in here.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on here. Now, I didn't take that reel of film. If it isn't in there, then someone else must have taken it.
That argument just doesn't hold water. Who else would be interested in your crummy stick? Answer me that, huh?
Maybe it was your daughter. She's crazy about me.
Okay. That's it. Prepare to defend yourself, Mr.
Freeman. Come on, take it easy here.
If you're going to fight with someone, you're going to have to deal with me first.
Okay. First, please. That hand. Come on.
Governor, I wasn't talking to you.
All mouth, huh?
Governor, he was talking to Mr. Street.
I don't need this. I am out of here.
Wait a minute, he's getting away. Hey, come back here.
Forget it, Governor. He can't go anywhere.
Benson, I know you don't like to listen to my theories.
But I know you're dying to tell me.
Well, you know me. All mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Guess I lost my head. It reminds me of the time that Timmy Jacobson painted my saxophone.
Quick, George, your theory.
Well, supposing the missing reel of film had something to do with the murder?
Since the film is missing, I guess we'll never know.
Aha!
Aha!
We have videotape.
What do you mean?
Well, nowadays we videotape everything we film. It's a quick way of checking what you shot.
Well, but whoever took the film would have known about the tape.
That's true.
Well, the tape is here.
Let's have a look at it.
Cut! Print that one.
I didn't see anything.
I don't know what Street is complaining about. It looked like a pretty good take to me.
Well, I'm no Gene Shalit, but it just didn't make me laugh.
Oh, Governor, you watch too much TV.
Here they are. Clayton knows who the killer is.
Clayton?
Mm-hmm. All right, listen to this. In 1949, Mikhail and Sofia Kalishnikov escaped from Soviet Lithuania, came to this country. They started a mail-order lingerie business. Now, the first few years were a struggle, but eventually, Mikhail's flair for lace and silken ribbons...
Clayton, skip the frillies and get to the point.
All right, all right. Sofia and Mikhail had a son named Stefan Ivan, better known as Corky, and Corky attended Wisconsin State on an archery scholarship.
It's a crossbow connection.
The crossbow connection? The man was killed with a skillet. We should be looking for someone who majored in home ec.
Well, it ain't Corky. I've known him for years.
Oh, look, it's the movie on TV. Huh. Oh, look, it's me. Oh, I look so fat.
Run it back again.
No.
Come on, run it back.
What'd you see?
Run back to where it was interrupted. Right there. Stop it right there. Right there.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Duffy is wearing my scarf.
Your scarf?
Yeah, the one I incorporated into the butler's outfit.
Where did you get the scarf?
I picked it up here in the kitchen. What's the big deal?
But this was made before you were in the movie.
So Duffy dropped his scarf in the kitchen. Let's see what you... Oh...
Are you saying Arthur Duffy is a killer?
Well, what would his motive be? He never even met Tracy till a couple of days ago.
Well, I don't know what his motive might be, but he's got a very strange look on his face.
Well, just because someone looks a little strange doesn't mean that they are a killer.
Oh, is that going to be your alibi?
You know, he does have a funny look on his face.
Sort of like, I don't know, what, angry?
But he's surprised, that's all.
I've seen that look before. What is it?
You know what it looks like to me, George? Looks like somebody who doesn't want their picture taken.
Yeah, that's the look. Well, now, the original film is missing, right? So maybe he just didn't want his face on the film.
Did you say the producers were...
Well, that's the rumor. I don't know if it's true. I mean, there's no proof or anything. People just say it. Who knows?
Hey, nice waffle. Did you ever consider politics?
How about this scenario? Duffy works for the mob, and for some reason, he's on the run.
A photographer for the mob? Why would they need a photographer?
Public relations.
Oh. Now, look, hear me out, Now, Duffy comes to this town... takes a low-profile job. And everything is fine until along comes a movie company and they get his face on film. Now, if the mob sees the film, he's a dead man. He tries to steal the film but is interrupted by Tracy. They struggle. Duffy kills Tracy with a convenient skillet.
A convenient skillet? You don't want to hear my theories?
Wait a minute. Benson may be on to something here.
Well, she had to be the one person to agree with me.
It is very much like what I was thinking.
Oh.
Suppose Duffy is a spy who is licensed to kill. And he has been living quietly in Capital City for the past 3 years, just waiting for the opportunity to eliminate Richard Tracy, who, in reality, is a deep cover Soviet agent posing
as an obnoxious movie director.
A Soviet agent.
Tracy was too tall to be an agent. It's a show business joke.
Not much of one.
Hey, have you got an Oscar?
No, but I've got a sense of humor.
There is no proof that Duffy was anywhere near the kitchen at the time that Tracy was murdered. No proof whatsoever.
What about the scarf?
What about the look on his face?
What about his license to kill?
No. Clayton's right. There is absolutely no proof.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm keeping my eye on Arthur Duffy.
I'd be okay.
And I suggest you should take that tape and put it in a safe in your office.
Whatever you say, Benson.
We're ready for the next scene.
I'll be right with you, Corky.
We're lit, ready to roll.
I suggest that we keep this conversation confidential.
Yeah. We should all button our brains.
Yeah. That should be easy for you.
Get ready.
Vincent, I just think we're wrong about this Duffy thing. I called personnel. I had his files brought over. I studied him. He is exactly what he says he is. He's a photographer. I mean, the man checks out. He's solid. He's real. Of course, he could have falsified information on his job application.
Well, if he did, he's in big trouble.
Miss Pym, this is the wrong filter. It doesn't fit. Where did you get this?
In the kitchen. In the filter case.
This is not a motion picture filter. This is a still camera filter. Don't you know the difference, Dodo woman?
Hey! Let me see that filter.
The last man that called her that died suddenly.
George, isn't this the same filter that we found under Tracy's body?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, I put that away.
And you say it's from a still camera?
Probably, 35 millimeter.
Duffy?
Yeah?
Can I see your camera a moment?
Sure, no problem. Don't anybody do anything stupid. Up against the pool table. Put your hands on the pool table. How did you know?
We didn't until now.
We discovered the film was missing, so we looked at the tape.
The tape? they tape everything.
What's going on?
This man seems to have killed Richard.
Hey, pal. You mind if we save the lights?
Nobody move!
Why did you do it, Arthur?
Jerry. Jerry Loomis. I was an accountant. I kept good books, two sets. One day, $9 million was missing, and my employer suspected me. And they weren't the kind of guys to ask for your resignation. In fact, word has it that they asked for my head. Ouch. So, I ran. I figured nobody would look for me here in the armpit of the nation.
Hey!
Oops. No.
Until your picture was taken.
If they'd seen that film, I would be a dead man.
When you saw Clayton pick up your scarf in the kitchen, you tried to silence him with a crossbow.
Well, I thought the gun would make too much noise. Oh!
As an attorney, I think I should advise you that what you have just said could be construed as a confession.
Clayton, this gun is loaded!
Just pretend I'm not here.
Arthur, what are you going to do now? You can't get out of the mansion. And the plows won't be around for a day or so.
That's a problem.
Why don't you just surrender?
I
think I'll take a hostage. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Mm.
Mr. Kennedy? I'm very sorry about this. I've always been a big fan of yours.
Well, there's no problem, Arthur. Benson and I have been in tough situations before. Right, Benson?
Yeah, right.
Remember Kimchi?
Kimchi?
Right. Kimchi.
George, I don't... Oh, yes. Kimchi.
Oh, this had been in a movie. Nobody would believe it.
Well, one good thing. My heart is still beating.
Take him down to the basement shelter.
Hey, why don't we put him in...
Listen, what you did, it was... Well, it was stupid. You could have been killed.
Yeah, well, I did it without thinking.
Well, sometimes I wonder if you got both chopsticks and the chow mein.
Hey, that's one way to talk to the guy who signs your check.
I did it without thinking. Oh, boy.
You know something? That was great. I feel fabulous.
Well, it's easy for you to say, but Krause is right. I could have been killed.
Well, I could have been killed, too.
Well, that's what bothers me. You'd have got top billing.